Hey, everybody. So I have a friend coming over today that, we're going to be doing something kind of interesting. Matt, you call it a play date.
It's technically a play date.
I guess it is. Here we go.
Unboxing Fats with Stamos.
John, all I'm going to say is I don't understand this.
I always wanted to be a puppeteer, but I didn't have the looks.
That is...
So, there's going to be some roasting today, is that all
right? Yeah, no, it's fine. I don't care. I mean, Leno does the same thing, and I just
I'm a huge fan of yours.
Thank you. It was same here.
And I'm so glad we became friends, but I'm obsessed with puppets. I wanted to be a puppeteer when I was a kid. In all seriousness, I'm going to show you some pictures.
Okay.
I wanted to be you. And I still do. It's all lies, by the way.
Let me get these dogs out of here.
That is the original Mortimer Schnurd.
So, yeah, there's Mortimer, and...
How did you get him?
That's the... I bought him. And
okay,
yeah.
From an auction or at Edgar?
From a guy,
right? Okay.
Who had him
in the back of his trunk?
No,
okay.
It had changed hands a couple of times.
Right.
Who
actually?
Did the eyes move on Mortimer?
Nope. Okay. Charlie and Mortimer had only moving mouths. That's it.
Now we both met Edgar Berg when we were kids.
Did you actually do something for him?
Well, this woman who I was, who was this puppet who got me into puppets, she was an old lady, Kitty Hill, her name was, took me to see Edgar Berg at, I think it was the Greek Theater. And we waited outside the stage door and I had a Mickey ventriloquist on. And I went and did half of my act for him and said, oh, that's cute.
That's great, because I did the same thing with my dummy Monty. And he said, oh, great character. Great character. But then I found out somebody else that met Bergen said the same thing.
Great character.
Great character. Yeah.
All
right, so the fats thing. So what happened was we were at this event, mm-hmm. and you came to me and said...
I said, is that your real hair? First. That's what I said first.
I may or may not have it colored regularly.
Okay. That's some oil from one of your cars underneath your car. 4:30 a.m. I woke up saying... I need a fat. I want fat.
I said, who wakes up and says that?
Chubby
and I'm
chasers.
Like, chubby chasers. But you said you woke up at 4 in the morning and said, I want a fat.
Yeah.
Which to me was completely out of the blue because I had no idea I had any interest in puppets. And that was the clearly one of the oddest statements anyone had ever said to me, especially when it's somebody like you.
How long you been like this, kid?
But I've always been obsessed with this movie. I think it was one of the first scary movies I think my dad showed to me, I think.
When your heart begins to pound, when your mind begins to go, keep telling yourself, it's only a movie.
You do magic too?
Corky does magic. I only do tricks.
But I was like, well, where's this puppet? How do we get this puppet? And then, so then you went on a mad tear trying to find it.
I found a casting that came off the original one, but then somebody put it on the shelf, and whatever material it was made of kind of relaxed over the years, and it got smooshy, but it was still solid.
Okay.
And then Matt found another guy who actually had an original casting of the original head, which he came by, we met with him.
Why wasn't I invited to any of these fats meetings?
Because I was going to surprise you, but then, hold on. So then I 3D scanned that head and printed that head, which I have over here. But then you came and said, I couldn't wait. So I went and bought one.
And I bought two.
Ruin the punchline. and then you said, I bought one. And I go, what did you buy? And you sent me the picture. And I go, oh, my gosh. And I said, how much was it? And you said, $800. I'm like, ah, dude, you get what you pay for.
Uh-huh.
And then I went, order me one.
Yeah, right.
So I just wanted to see for 800, because, you know, a good ventriloquist dummy today costs thousands of dollars.
Right.
And I did the math. When I got my first professional ventriloquist dummy in 1975, it was $315.
Really?
In today's money, that would be about $2,000.
Yeah, right.
So doing that math, had I bought what you bought for $800, back then would have cost $115. So...
I think you're going to be impressed.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
You break my $800 dummy.
All right, come on. Open them up.
This is...
I think you're going to be impressed.
Well, how would you know?
Because you're expecting some piece of crap.
Well, no.
But I don't know. I haven't...
I know nothing about the guy.
Okay.
I don't even know if he... You know, we have a ventriloquist convention every summer.
Okay.
And I don't know if I know it. You'll be there? Are you serious?
I'll be... Can I be your plus one?
I'll be my plus one.
You don't get it. Before we fully go.
Okay.
I'll send you these pictures. This is just what I could pull up quickly, but here's me and Jim Gamble. Do you remember the famous?
Of course.
Puppeteer. This was my thing, man. I was really, I'm not kidding you. I was, this was my, I really wanted to be a puppeteer, but I wanted to get girls. Sorry, no, that was rude. But this is Jim Gamble, and I was sort of a protege of him. And I would go over to his workshop, and he would, you know, work with me, and I would show me how to build stuff. And
that's nuts. Okay.
Okay. And so
what is that?
This is why I didn't become a puppeteer. Look, here I am trying to impress a girl with a marionette, and look at her face. She's like, that's the day I started playing drums.
Ah, dang it.
All right.
Oh, well. But wait, I want to show you something.
Okay.
So you think it's crazy, you know, again, to hear that you were into puppetry. It is amazing to me how many other stars wanted to be ventriloquists when they were young. And, of course, the epitome of it all is Johnny Carson.
You were on Johnny Carson.
Oh, yeah, five times.
Five?
Thank you very much. Yeah. But then even funnier is you go back and look at this.
Who is that?
That's him at a much younger age.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's an ad. He's also a magician. Okay, and then Barney Fife.
Is that
yeah, Don Knotts.
Yeah.
Don Knotts. And the story goes with that is that he was a ventriloquist in the Navy, mm-hmm. and everybody knew him for the dummy, and he got tired of it, and he apparently threw the dummy overboard and went on being a performer. This is the craziest one of all.
Let me see. It's not Eddie Murphy.
It is Eddie Murphy.
It's Eddie Murphy?
Yeah. But I think those are charming. This is very exciting.
This is Fats.
So this is Fats, but again, it's an $800 Fats.
What is that? Okay. But factor in India.
But the reason I wanted this was because I looked at his videos, and after you ordered it, and I went, oh my gosh, this isn't bad for $800 what I saw.
You're going
to... Okay. Oh, he's got the exact clothes?
Yes.
The whole outfit?
Uh-huh.
That's an interesting smell.
That's India.
What's that?
These are extra eyebrows. I think.
He sent extra eyebrows?
Yeah, just extra eyebrows.
Why? Why would you want extra eyebrows?
Maybe they do something different. I don't know.
Okay, what's interesting about... Why would he send extra eyebrows?
Because the eyebrows are on.
What you see in the movie is that they're very odd. The eyebrows and the ones in the movie are really asymmetrical. They're creepy. It's like... And they're all backwards.
How many? Oh, right. Maybe these are the different. How many different Fats were there in the movie?
I've heard there were two.
Two.
Yeah.
Because it got creepier and looked more and more like
the Anthony. Hopkins. Yeah. Here's a picture of the real Fats.
Okay.
And if you look at this, look at the eyebrows. So the eyebrows are like this is backwards. You know what I mean? The narrow part is here, and the fat part is here.
No.
Yeah.
Depends on how you pluck your eyebrows.
What? I have no eyebrows. And then this is this stubby little short thing.
Right.
That looks like it literally broke off. This is all rounded right here, and this is a point. This, to me, is this eyebrow should be over here. Yeah, that's the...
Well, look at the outfit. I mean, we're already into the
outfit. Oh, my gosh, that's so great. Okay, hang on. Don't lose
the
eyebrow.
The whole thing over an eyebrow.
Don't lose my eyebrows. All right. In the shoes?
Yeah.
It's great. From his... Wow, he custom made the outfit. That was the other thing that I was so impressed with. Mm-hmm. And so the hands, not bad.
Okay, yeah, hands, not bad.
They used prosthetic boy hands. Yeah,
oh,
they were puffy and really creepy looking. Okay. This is much better looking. You know, if I was a kid opening this up, I would be so excited. I'm excited now.
I mean, you don't get it. This is...
Look at that. Good grief. Yeah, hold on. Let me try and get the... All right, that works. And the eyebrows, and then...
Or half mask.
Well, the half mask. So how do you do that? But where are the eyelids? Okay, hang on a second. My eyes won't open anymore. How do you open the eyes?
Are they all dunny? And the upper lip, too.
The upper, yeah, sure, I know, but wait a second. I can't get the eyelids to work right. Okay, hold on a second.
You got yours is stoned.
I bet y'all. So it's perfect that I get the broken one.
Yeah. Can we look at the take the thing off and show?
I don't know. Can you take the thing off?
Yeah. Is it set? Okay.
Wow, this is really interesting. So he just used a PVC pipe.
Okay.
It's all very clean.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, see, something's clearly come loose inside there.
Hey, schmucko. How do you say schmucko? Schnucko. Did you ever, you know what I was going to go? I was going to visit the dentist before coming here and have him just shoot me up with Novocaine so I can...
So you'd be really good at that?
Yeah. Give me a little quick lesson.
Well, schmucko.
Well, schnucko.
Schmuck.
You got to say smuck.
Schmuck.
Not in, M.
M.
That's not bad.
Schnucko.
Schmucko. Well, schmucko.
Schnucko. I'm better at it than him. I mean...
It's knee fats.
It's knee fats.
And I can't move my eyes because something's broken inside.
Because you've been smoking weed. You've been smoking the weed.
Okay, before we
say pot.
How do you say it?
Pot.
Pot.
Pot. Pot.
Pot.
You're moving your lips.
No, I'm not. Am I?
Yeah, pot. A lot. A lot.
Peter Piper picked a peck of peppers. Peter Piper.
Weed.
Sad is how about weed?
Weed?
Weed. Weed.
How move my lips?
I then sneed.
Not a bit, John. It's amazing.
Weed.
Am I? Wow.
Weed.
Yeah, it's really good. Really. Just look at them. Don't look at me. It's creepy.
Weed.
Yeah.
Oh, schnucko. Oh, schnucko.
Thank goodness you play the drums. I'm going to say that. But this is great. But I really, now I have to open it up and fix whatever is wrong. Yeah, clearly something has come loose. Because that works great.
Oh, you can have this.
How
do you... So how would you... Where would you put your hands?
This is laid out very oddly. So it looks like... It seems like it's a left-handed dummy because usually you use the thumb. Usually. But what I'm saying is it's set up... So most people like the forefinger, but your thumb is your strongest finger.
How do you get to those eyebrows?
It's tough.
And how do you get to the upper lip?
I think you reach... You look like
which
this.
Is here.
I think it's like that, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's just a matter of getting used to it.
So I guess you go into the head here.
Yeah, so I'll take it apart. All right, we're going to screwdriver. And I happen to have a Phillips in my pocket. You know what else he really got down? Is this arc on the mouth. Because you see how when you open it, this is really good. This arc is perfect because as the mouth opens, you don't see any unexposed painted areas. You see what I mean? It's a perfect arc. With the hinge point being right there. So as it comes down, it doesn't expose. There's no space under here. Uh-huh. It just rolls right into it. So that's really, really good. I promise you something just fell apart in here on shipping.
That mouth was, is that loud?
Yeah, but you learn how to not do that. You know, some guys take a like rubber or even a slice of an eraser and glue it inside there wherever it's clacking.
Right.
But if you got a trained finger, you don't do that. I'm sure you have a trained finger.
Do you think this is real human hair? Real kid's hair from India?
Yeah, as real as yours is.
My hair is real. It might be a real color, but it's...
You do have more than I do, though. It's not fair. Oh, this looks great. Wow, this is really...
That's what I'm trying to tell you,
not
Hotshot
bad.
Charlie.
Hotshot Charlie. So let's figure out what happened here. What is going on here? Okay, let's see how that one works. Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to go. Oh, I see what happened.
This is
here,
some...
This... Here, hold it. This is supposed to be... There we go. Now we got it.
Is it an easy fix?
I think so. Oh, all right. Now I feel better.
What's your routine before you go on stage?
Nothing.
You warm up your voice?
People ask me that all the time.
I know.
And I don't do... anything.
Yeah,
I have a cup of coffee and then a few...
You were texting me like as you were walking on stage the other day.
Right.
It just reminds me of me when I'm with the Beach Boys too. I'm like just texting the opening videos on.
Is that right?
Quite right. Yeah, you go on stage.
That's great.
Right?
Well, that's the comfort. That's I haven't done it so long.
Sure. Right? Well, I'm at 40 years with the Beach Boys now, starting in 85.
Is that right?
Yeah. We're going to be at the Hollywood Bowl this summer.
You touched me.
We're going to be at the Hollywood Bowl. This is a shameless plug.
Hollywood Bowl win?
July. Have you ever played there?
Yes.
Oh. July.
Just me.
Second. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
But when?
The 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of July. It's a great show because it's full orchestra. or a firework. No, actually, I was opening for Julio Iglesias.
Oh, okay. See? So you didn't sell it, huh?
Nope. These are great. Now I'm going to put his head back together and actually make him talk.
All right, let's see.
So you know, you have more experience with this. How do you get this wig to stay on?
Tip.
That's funny. But I mean, you know.
Okay, good.
You can tease me through a lot of things. But...
Not your hair. I mean, you have good hair.
You can try.
You have good hair, John. I got to tell you that. I don't have good hair. All right, now we're in business.
All right, Fats, how you doing?
Hey, Schnuckle.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling better now. My eyes actually work.
Thanks a lot.
Who are you?
I'm Jeff.
No one cares, man. Yeah. It's good to be here in this house.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, Jeff. You should do this for him.
He doesn't want to do this for a living. He'd rather be on the road doing magic or playing drums like you, John. We should talk. Just the two of us.
Look at his foot.
Fan-f***ing-tastic. Fan-f***ing-tastic. We're going to have to bleep that.
Well, I need to put some eraser to the felt nose.
Oh, you just need a softer thing to there, John.
I got it there.
Oh, look. He's touching me just like John touches Jeff.
You're the one. I can't believe you did this. This is really great.
So fun.
This is truly one of the weirder moments of my life.
And not weird for me at all. I mean, I'm kind of, you know, I love it. I'm glad we became friends, and now, you know.
Yeah, now we can have play dates.
Yeah, without the puppets, though. All right, well, thank you.
Fine. Let me walk you in the door with our doggies. Right,
thanks.
Oh, that's great.
This guy's weird.
I feel fine.
Get me the f*** out of here.
I dare you to walk home with that, just like that.
Do we have security here?
Yeah, none.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye, Fats.
See you later, bro. I'll let you know what goes on here.
Okay, Squeak Cheeks.
Okay.
See ya, schmucko.